Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, June 6th, 2017. Yes, we are already into June, my favorite month of the year. And even though school is out, exciting things and stuff and things are still happening here at CITR and UBC campus, including this guy, Prairie Cat, playing on Friday right here at CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 FM, great little track there from Prairie Cat, a.k.a. Carrie Pratt. That track was called Crib Talk. Yes, we are talking here live on the radio.
In our crib, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is true. This is true. With our tennis coach, Dora Duber, sitting across from me.
I look very sporty today, listeners. You can't get the full effect, but it's really on aesthetic, I think.
We'll snap some pics and we'll put them on our Facebook page so you can see for yourselves.
You're welcome.
Yes, it is June 6th. We're into a brand new month. We have a brand new copy of Discorder. Let's do our classic new magazine ruffle the pages and smell. Ah, there you go. The new magazine smell.
So you know it's real. Yeah. The crinkles of Discorder Radio.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
I love this issue. It stands about a week ago, and it's this beautiful, bright magenta.
Very nice.
Very catchy, very lovely, and a really cool photo. The shadows are really popping.
Yes. And who do we have on the cover, Dora?
These are the Shilohs. And fun fact about this issue of Discorder magazine, I think there are 100 issues that have little flexies in them. So you can get a plastic record to play of the Shilohs. I think it's a teaser of the Shilohs'
really?
New album. Yeah, I got one in mine. It was not nepotism. I found it organically.
Wow, very cool.
It was very cool.
Is this going to be a new promotion moving forward? Or is this like a special kind of like, it's June, it's summer, we love you, here you go.
I think it's a little bit of both. I do think we're going to try to throw a few more bones to our readership than we usually do.
I like it.
Me too.
Bones to the readership, starting something new. Nice. Now, you were at, I was trying to think of a bones segue, but I'm drawing a blank. So we'll just get right, we'll just like.
My skeleton was there. My bones were present at Music Waste this
boom.
Weekend.
Boom. Nicely picked up on that. Yes.
Thanks.
Music Waste is, I guess, the Vancouver kind of indie underground version of Rifflandia for Victoria or Slid Island for Calgary.
I've been saying South by Southwest for plebs.
There you go. There you go. Nice.
Yeah, I went to Music Waste this weekend. It was amazing. The delicious Eleanor Waring was director of Music Waste.
Oh, yeah.
She is a volunteer manager here at CATR as well.
Yes, we had her on last week. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had her on, had a great interview, talking a little bit about the process and how kind of excited but also stressed she was. And it was really amazing. I'm really happy that I went. I was speaking to a lot of people about how it felt like very community-based. Like every show, it was a really diverse lineup. They were throwing bands together that wouldn't normally play together. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of different like little factions of the community were coming together in these big spaces, and it was really lovely. It was really uplifting. I had a really awesome time.
Awesome. Awesome. There was over 80 bands over four nights, and what an incredible deal. For $15, you could get into any show all across the city. I think it was $7 for one show.
Yeah.
Which was quite affordable, but 15 for the whole weekend is incredible.
Yeah, and that pass also got you into all the art waste, all the comedy waste. It really got you in everywhere. Although they did run out of passes first night, Thursday night, they ran out of them at Fortune at the opening event. And people were pretty upset, I think.
Ooh.
But that just means it was on sale for like a month before. Get on it. Get off your butt, buy your pass for next year.
There you go. Nice. Good advice. Now, you said you were at Art Waste. What was that all about?
Art Waste is kind of like Music Waste, I guess. Different galleries participate around the city. I went to the Field Contemporary Gallery where the lovely Discord liaison Claire Bailey's work was exhibited. And then I also went to the James Black Gallery, which was really, really amazing. There was a bunch of it's kind of like an artist living space. And they were all exhibited a lot of ceramics, a lot of embroidery, some sculptures. It was really amazing. It was just like the festival was so good.
Awesome.
Like I cannot overstate how much fun I had this weekend.
And how about were there some surprises for you that stood out? Like maybe some bands you hadn't seen before that you thought were, what was your musical surprise highlight?
Probably a surprise highlight was Swim Team. I've heard amazing things about them, and I don't think I've ever seen them. I think I heard about them the first time I was just starting to get into Discorder magazine, mm-hmm. and I saw Sam Tudor, one of the contributors and of Sam Tudor, the band, mm-hmm. Had written a feature on them, and it was really glowing and really lovely. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, this sounds like a thing I could get into. Have never seen them. Everyone is always singing their praises. And then all of a sudden, I had this amazing opportunity at Music Waste. Thank you, Music Waste, to see them. They played at Redgate on Saturday night. And they really brought the house down.
Nice.
People were really going for it.
I have not seen them, but I feel like I should. I'd like to. I actually want to give a special shout out to Dorothy Neufeld in the band. Way back in 2011, September, my first day at UBC, I was wandering campus and I saw Dorothy. I recognized her from Kelowna. And she's like, hey, Wade, good to see you here. I'm working at the radio station. Why don't you come on by? We're having a party tonight. I'm like, oh, sure, I'll check it out.
Oh, cool.
And that is what led me. This is 5.5 years ago.
That's
so
amazing.
Maybe if I didn't see Dorothy that day, one of the few faces I recognized on a brand new campus, you know, intimidating, big, big new campus, first day of school,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here. So thank you, Dorothy, for that and leading me to 5.5 glorious years here at CITR.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Dorothy, kind of unrelated. Her band Birthday Bitch just came out with a new album. So hit that up as well.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
They really are.
I'm sorry, She's Everywhere, which is actually, you know, I love a good segue. That is the name of our next track. We're going to play Everywhere by Swim Team and then come back with another band you liked, Tough Customer. So this is a bit of a Music Waste 1-2 shot. Right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
I'll tell you all.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is Tough Customer telling us off from the worst demo. No, that's not my opinion. That's actually the name of that album. Tough Customer. They closed out Music Waste at Antisocial Skate Shop. And Dora Duber was there.
Yes,
and
I was.
Was it as hot and sweaty as it is when Weed plays there?
It was not as hot and sweaty. I thought it was a pretty funny show because it was a little bit early. I think it ended around 7 or 8. So the sun was still out. And it was like just setting as Tough Customer was ending their set. But it was like a weird daytime punk, like tea time feel. But it was not that packed, but it was a nice calm ending to the season.
That is respectful. I'm actually glad. No, I'm glad to hear it ended so early. So many shows these days don't even start until like 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The headliners, especially like a lot of the underground club shows, the headliners are going on until like 11, 11:30, 12. For working people, who can actually...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have like a 9-to-5 job, but still like there's many... Wednesday night show, a band that I want to see that starts at 11 p.m., I'd be hesitant.
Yeah, no, totally. I think it makes more sense, like, the Friday and Saturday shows went quite late. Like, I know the hip-hop showcase on Saturday went until, like, 4 in the morning. But I noticed that it ended pretty early as well. I was like, yeah, the people want to get to work. The people want to be free from this.
Nice. And what a lovely Sunday evening it was, too.
Mm-hmm. And Tough Customer is also actually going to be playing later this month at... on June 15th with a couple other bands who also play Music Waste, Board Decor, and Marble Eye. Secret location, so ask the people what's going on.
Oh, I like that.
More on that.
It's like a rave back in the day.
A punk rave.
Nice. Yeah, they used to, maybe, I don't know, back, I'm from Toronto originally. You'd go down to City Hall, you'd wait for a bus that would, like, take you to a secret location.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, that's very cool. So this is kind of bringing me back to those days.
Very VIP.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that was covering last weekend. Let's jump ahead to this weekend, and this is something that's pretty cool happening. It is the annual NCRC, or... The National Campus Community Radio Conference. Mm-hmm. Is that the NCRC?
No, I think they've combined campus and community, so it's more like campus community.
They've combined those C's.
Yeah. It's the NCRC. I'm really excited. I'm going with CITR just to learn about radio production and learn about what other campuses are doing, other community nonprofit stations that focus with a mandate similar to ours that focus on like alternative perspectives. And there are a bunch of workshops on like administration or like actual content production or training and interviewing and stuff like that. So I'm really excited. And we're all kind of going as a little CITR group.
Yes, this is, for those that are not in the know, where is this year's conference being held?
Oh, it's in Abbotsford, just a jump, skip, and a hop away.
Yes, probably the closest. The closest non-local NCRC conference, so there's no excuse for the CITR community to head on out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Victoria a couple years ago. That was great. We rented a house, all of us stayed there. That was a lot of fun and went to a lot of workshops. But because this is so national, in the last couple of years, it was in Ottawa last year. Mm-hmm. It was in Fredericton or St. John.
Oh, cool.
New Brunswick a couple of years ago. It was in Winnipeg. It's been all over the country, but it's kind of exciting that it's just down the road at UFV, University of the Fraser Valley, and co-produced by their radio station CIVL. Yes,
And also co-produced with CIVL is the Mint Records and CIVL 101.7 show at Carport Manor.
Mm.
It's happening on June 9th. I think that's Friday.
That is Friday, yes.
Nailed that.
Nicely done.
Jay Arner, Little Sprout, and Loans. We've played Jay Arner and Little Sprout on the show several times. Little Sprout won Shindig at CITR's annual Battle of the Bands this year. It's going to be a really, really fun show. Just a bunch of like radio people hanging out with other radio people. So this is Jay Arner Wannabe. He's going to be playing June 9th in Abbotsford on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Goes by. this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
What happened to you? You disappeared. And all that's left you, your eyeballs full.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Alien Boyfriend from Little Sprout, the 2016-2017 Shindig winners, the Shindig victors. They're playing as part of the NCRC / Mint Records NCRC kickoff celebration. Yeah.
Just like radio entertainers, the entertainers for the radio people.
Okay, yeah, that's I guess basically what it is, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and that's happening at the Carport.
Yeah, the Carport Manor in Abbotsford.
In Abbotsford this Friday night. So if you're in Abbotsford for the conference, go check them out along with Jay Arner and a few other artists that will be on the bill. Mm-hmm. If by chance, I thought this was Friday, but no, this is Thursday, so you can go to both. If like. We've got a group in from the UK called Mount Kimby, and they are playing with the Ash Kusha and Tirza at the Imperial this Thursday.
I believe all of those artists are from London, England.
Right. Good... Lovely jubbly. Jolly, jolly good, mate.
You should go to their show and be like, excuse me, I'm British. Let me in, please.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you. My mom loves British accents. We do it a lot.
Where's your mom from?
Boston.
Oh, really? Wow. Like a Boston Brit accent would be like.
So horrible. That would be so... I'm thinking like Dorchester and Cockney just like destroying each other.
Well, my dad's from the UK, so I feel somewhat licensed to like at least attempt it.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's why I feel kind of okay doing an Irish accent, a Boston Irish. We can like do it.
Grand. How are things? What's the crack? Top of the afternoon to you.
Our poor listeners right now. I'm so sorry.
Let's just shut the hell up and play some music. This is Mount Kimby with Marilyn. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, followed by one of the openers, which is Tirza and Guilty. It's a bit of a 1-2 punch for these London bands playing at the Imperial this Friday night. So yeah, Mount Kimby on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
it down. You don't look up. You only ever love me when I didn't talk back. I'm talking now, so don't talk back. I know I maybe tried to hold you a little too long. Don't worry now, cause I never do that. You never really love me cause I held you back. I let you go, I put you down. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you. Make it up to you, make it up to you. Listen to me talking quietly. How am I gonna let you get away from my arms? But I can see you are fooling me. Even whenever I wanna make you love me better, you walk away, you carry on. You only ever love me when you wanted some fun. I'm laughing now, what you think of that? I know I maybe try to call you frequently, but don't worry now, cause you are boring me. Can never really love me cause I can't stay back. I'll let you go, I'm thinking that. I wanna hear you say that you let me down. I'll make it up to you. I wanna hear you say you let me down. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up, 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 make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up, make it up, make it up. I'll make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you, make it up to you. Maybe love for you, maybe love for you, maybe love for you. No love for you, no love for you.
So that was Make It Up by Tirza, a group out of London who is playing with Mount Kimby at the Imperial this week. And then coming up, we have...
We have Spruce Trap. That's the one. Yes. I must say, we are guilty of messing up sometimes. We were actually going to play the track Guilty by Tirza, and we didn't get to play it. We ended up playing that one, Make It Up. We had to make it up as we went along. We were guilty of messing up, and now we're guilty of messing up again. But at least we still have the segues.
Yeah, no, I think that we got distracted by the potential for segues that we couldn't really focus on what was going on.
Yes.
But yes, this is Spruce Trap with Preparing to Leave It All, and then, or just Preparing to Leave, on Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, say it's Caleb Hart of Tasman Jude. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, a bit of a rare Discord Radio instrumental double shot. That was a Spruce Trap, Preparing to Leave All This, Preparing to Leave, and Either Or, we just heard, with Race Up to the Bottom. Both those artists are playing along with Long Hallways at Stylus this Friday, June 9th. $10, all ages show. What else is happening this Friday, Dora?
Everything. There's a Douse final release party or show with the Gins and Casual Luxury that's happening at Stylus Records as well. I think.
Hold on a second.
I think immediately after this show ends, this vinyl release show starts.
Is it two separate charges, or can you pay for one and kind of hang out? And
I think it's two separate charges.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scandal. but cool that they're going for it.
It's kind of like what they do usually with like the Cobalt or Fortune or other venues back in the day. Actually, back in the day, I was thinking of what was that place? The Cat, the Owl Cat at Maine. No, what's it called?
I have no
idea. I'm totally drawing a blank. But yeah, they have like a rock show early, and then they shoo all the rockers out and bring in like a DJ, and they charge an extra rate. But to have two rock shows, that's interesting. They're doing separate charges.
It's ambitious, I think. But if anyone can pull it off, it's Stylus. I went to the Cruel Sports show at Stylus for Music Waste, and it was a really cozy, really nice venue. I think it's like small enough that people will not want to stay.
Right.
For both. Because at some point, enough is enough.
Unless they get a second burst of energy and they want to stick around.
This is Douse with Second Burst.
Oh, yeah.
On Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Gin Love by the Gins, who are playing along with Douse at their record release show this Friday night. And I got to say, I can't think of two more mismatched acts to play each other. In case you're wondering how the genre could just jump so drastically. That's, well, those, they're playing together, the Gins and Douse. They are.
I expect a beautiful, like, sweet and sour, sweet and salty, like, kind of thing happening. I think it'll be a beautiful mashup that you didn't expect, but loved it.
What do you think? Maybe the Gins will come out and join Douse on stage for, like, a grand finale?
I'm thinking more vibe-wise, but I'm not going to say never. But there's so much happening this week. We did not have enough time on this show to actually highlight everything that we wanted to as much as we'd wanted to. So we're just going to do a bang out, a bunch of stuff that's happening.
Let's bang them off.
Cool. The first thing that is on our list is happening tomorrow. It's the, there's a reading at Paper Hound from 6:30 to 9 with Ivana Bezanovsky, Adele Barclay, Matthew Walsh, and Jake Byrne. They just made up a cute little sad clown, happy clown poster. It's going to be really fun. Free drinks. They're making a big thing of sangria. It's going to be really chill, really fun, and really beautiful. So check that out.
Nice. We got the Reverb Spring 2017 final event. That's actually happening on Monday after the weekend at the Roundhouse Community and Arts and Recreation Center from 6:30 to 9:30. And that is $5 next Monday, June 12th.
Mm-hmm. And just to highlight, that is their last one. They started in December, I want to say 2015, and their final event is the next Monday. The next thing we have is Massey Books Open House. It's a bookstore or book exchange space that is opening up on Wednesday, June 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. And its brand new location is 2206 Main Street. So hit it up.
If you're looking for something to do tonight at the Astoria, we have Space Face with Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, along with The Magic Circle. Nice little lineup there of artists playing at the Astoria tonight between 8 and 1. Mm-hmm. Space Face, Colin Cowan, Elastic Stars, and The Magic Circle.
And then to wrap up our beautiful little list of events, there's the Mental Health LP release with Dadweed, Grey Natives, and Sylvia Platters. That's this Saturday, June 10th from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Scarlet Door. Message if you don't know what that means. And it's $10. Mm. Root beer floats, I think, are going to be there. It's what it says on Facebook. So,
root beer floats.
Yeah.
But is it $10 for root beer floats or $10 to get in?
$10 to get in. Okay. And I'm assuming complimentary root beer floats.
Let's hope
just for
so.
Showing up.
There might be a riot. Okay, so and then what else? We got one other event that's happening on Friday night we want to mention over at the SBC.
That is right, Wayne. Thank you. There's Crummy Oustinger and Aging Youth Gang. It's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at SBC Restaurant, and it's $10. This is Crummy with Love Song here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Just go forward.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Love Song by Crummy from Biatch. I think we can say it in the radio, can we not?
Yeah, the alternative to Biatch.
Yes, they're playing this Friday night at SBC. One other quick event we wanted to mention that's happening tomorrow is the Flora and Fauna Summer Art Show. We were hoping to hear from La Rosa. We kind of ran out of time, but La Rosa... There's a shout out for you.
Yeah, shout out La Rosa. Yeah. You're awesome.
Maybe we can do like a recap, you know, next week. And mm-hmm. like this is something that she played at her art show.
Tune in next week to Discord or Radio, CITR 101.9 FM for some La Rosa.
There you go. Perfect. We're on it. Before we let you guys go and bring in Mike, who's playing some great Vancouver hardcore, as he likes to do, we are going to end the show off by mentioning one other band or one other show happening this weekend at Fortune Sound Club Thursday night. Man, it's a busy time of year for shows. So yeah. Busy. Big fans of War Baby. They are regulars on the show. We play them a lot. They are playing with Little Destroyer and Actors. We've played a lot of War Baby and Little Destroyer, so I thought we'd give Actors a bit of Discord Radio love to end off the show with a bit of a retro sounding track here. How deep is the hole? And how deep is your love for Discord Radio? Show us. Let us know. Tweet us. Message us, Facebook, email, all the social medias. Thought I'd give a little bit of a little shout out for that kind of stuff.
And we love you too.
Yeah, of course we do. Of course we do. We'll see you, we'll see you back here, 5 o'clock, same CITR time, same CITR channel, 101.9 FM for Discord Radio. And closing it off today, once again, this is Actors with How Deep Is the Hole on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah. Feeling it.